Blog Talk Radio.
Start off the show with a little bit of a different theme tonight, because the commish has returned. The commish is back. EAFL commish, commish T, the evil genius, as I've been called by different guys in the league. And my new name, at least for the foreseeable future, Scarface. Get into that in a little while. But it's good to be back. I've missed hosting the show. And you are on the Madden Voice. It is Tuesday night. This is show 45. We have been doing this over a year now, and we approach the EAFL's four-year anniversary is coming up next week. Got a lot to talk about tonight. We are just 10 days out from the Players Bowl that went down. We talked a lot about that last week, and we are 4 days away from King of the Couch in New Jersey. And we do anticipate NJ Rod coming on to talk about his event. And we are 2.5 weeks away from Harrisburg Ballers Club, T-Boy, our good friend, and his tournament coming up on May 2nd. And then lately, there's been some buzz about Big Cities tournament in June and the possibility of a crew versus crew event at their tournament. So we will... We will talk about that as well, too. But before I get into, you know, everything that we're going to cover tonight, I do want to thank GoVols. I do want to say that I appreciate GoVols stepping up and very, very adequately replacing me over the last couple of shows and, you know, overseeing the show and running things. And I just want to, you know, tell them that I appreciate it. And, you know, it's just great when you can have a guy in the league that is willing to step up and do such a great favor like that as he was able to do. And, you know, his show, if you go to Blog Talk and you just search GoVols, I honestly don't remember the name of his show, just because it's focused in on Tennessee Volunteer Sports. But his show has been as high as two, maybe even number one on the entire Blog Talk Radio website, not just categories, but the entire. He's had some huge shows, and I felt like if anybody could man the show, it was him. So check his show out too. Just go on the Blog Talk site and just search GoVols, and it'll bring you to his show. And you know, gotta warn you, it's very focused on Tennessee Volunteer Sports, but I know he talks about some other things, so I'm pretty sure that it would be of interest. And it's hugely popular show, so he must be doing something right. So I want to thank him for that. I appreciate it. It was appreciated by me, the league, by the Madden community. And when I was at Players Bowl, there were many people that commented on how well he filled in. you know, they always say that they missed me, but they also said that he filled my shoes well. So thank you, Go Vols, Kevin. Appreciate it. And who knows, you know, my work schedule is up in the air, and he may very well come back and do it again for me in the future if he's willing. So we'd love to have him. We are at 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525, the EAFL, the Madden Voice. We are here. And I also want to shout out to Duke Gambino at the Madden Lab. They are our partners. They are our friends. They are our colleagues in this Madden community. And we are appreciative of the open arms that they have given the EAFL and the Madden Voice on their message boards, and had many talks with Gambino. Very smart guy, very good businessman, a lot of respect for him. And, you know, frankly, it's the number one site. You know, we have a lot of arguments on what's the number one show and who's the number one crew and what's the number one this. But, you know, when it comes to Madden sites right now, you have to say that the Madden Lab right now is the hub. And, you know, whether it's tips from the Madden Lab, whether it's an ebook, or whether it's just going finding out what's going on in the community, that's the place to be. And, you know, for the record, I don't get paid for promoting them. I do it because they're my partner and because I mean everything I say. There's no deal here. We promote on the Madden Voice who we choose to promote. And I think that the Madden Lab does a great job. And that's why they get promoted by the Madden Voice. So just to kind of clear up any misunderstandings. 347-838-9525. There is a whole host of people on the phone, and let me remind you that in order to be recognized on the show, you do need to press number one. As I found out, the operator actually tells you to press one. I didn't know that. I'd never called into a show before, never mind my own show. So when I called in, the operator tells you to be recognized, press one. So at least I know everyone gets told that. If you want to be recognized, please press one. If not, I will assume that you are sitting there listening to the show, and I will allow you to do that. And speaking of wanting to be recognized, we do have a 347 area code. 347, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yeah, this is in York.
In York, what's going on, man? This is the man. This is the man right here, man. I mean, you know, this right here, this guy right here. This guy will always have a spot in the EAFL. He will always have a spot on the Madden Voice. Because he brought, I got to say, probably the hottest honey to Players Bowl.
Yeah.
I think she was the hottest there.
Yeah, man. K-Star Dynasty was loving him, man. I was like, yo.
No.
K-Star fell in love with her.
But you know what, though, in York, man, I mean, inquiring minds want to go. Now, I saw her on Facebook, and her picture up there is you and her. You know, that's the picture she put up on Facebook. It's a picture of you and her. You know, holla now. Is that your girl?
I'd like to tell you, the people they're going to show it on Thursday on coin.tv. It shows at 11 o'clock at the stream.tv. Already posted on the forums already, so I'm going. They got the clips of it. They're going to show
on,
a lot.
What's the website now? What's the website?
Is the stream.tv. It's
the
like
stream,
the internet.
Okay.
It's the internet cast show different shows, but it's going to show on coin.tv at 11 p.m.
Okay.
So look for that at stream.tv, coin.tv, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10% Central.
What day?
The coin.tv, that's a show, the stream going to show. Like, they show
you
like
said 11 o'clock Eastern, is that tonight?
No, Thursday night.
Thursday night, okay, gotcha. Thursday night.
We're going to show like clips live, so already informed. So.
And this is clips from Players Bowl?
Yeah, go clips from Players Bowl, yeah.
Excellent. So, okay, got that down, and I'll also remind people throughout the show, but You still haven't answered the question, man. Is that you or what, man? I mean, we all want to know. Porn star wants to know.
It's not me. We talking stuff. She live in Lancaster. I live in New York, so I don't know how that's gonna work out. We just talk. So
listen, I'm in Connecticut. I can make it work out. you the man, bro.
I ain't like holding it down like that. That's up.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. Well, listen, you on that date were my favorite person, without a doubt.
Yeah.
We in the community appreciate your contribution to Players Ball. And any other contributions like that that you want to make, don't hesitate, brother.
All right. No problem.
All right, man.
I'll be at Lost Tournament Saturday. So.
Oh, you will? Okay, good. Good, good. King of the Couch this Saturday. Excellent. Excellent. I unfortunately have to work Saturday. I cannot make it, but I do know that there's a couple of EAFL guys that will be there. So we will be in the house Saturday, King of the Couch. And, you know, we'll talk more about that when Rod actually comes on the line and talk a little bit about his tournament coming up.
All right, no problem.
All right, brother. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, guys. I mean, you know, I saw guys commenting on the girls at Players Bowl, and they were saying that, you know, they were average and they were this and they were that. I don't know, man. I mean, if you didn't bring nothing better than what I saw, then I don't know. I think they were all cute, you know. And certainly Emma was Emma was pretty, and she didn't even have to try hard. She just brought who she was to the table, and it was working. So I'm sure you can there's some pictures on bringit.com, and there's some pictures on the Madden Lab. So there's plenty of pictures. I'm sure you guys can judge for yourself. So 347-838-9525, the Madden Voice, Kamish T, back at the helm again. And, you know, over the last week and a half, you know, I've been on the message boards, and you know, and I'll tell you, it is really interesting that you go to the event, you go to Players Bowl, and you meet people that you you've seen on the message boards or what have you, and then you come. So you know, you go there, and we spend pretty much about 18 hours in the room together. I mean, sure, you could leave and come back, and there was a hotel lobby and all of that, but pretty much it was about 18 hours that we were all hanging there together. And, you know, when you spend 18 hours with people and it's 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, you leave, you're not thinking you're leaving a beef behind, or you leaving a problem behind, or you leaving an issue behind. You know, you thinking, okay, we all toughed this out, we all stayed to the end, you know, cool. You know, you come back, and you get on the message boards, and I got to tell you, I had to do double takes when I was seeing some of the things that were being posted. And I had to say, were these the same people that were at Players Bowl? Were these the same people that I shook hands with, spoke to? And you come back, and it's almost like they have to put on this message board personality or this message board face. I'm not really sure what it is. But it was discouraging because I really didn't have any issues out there. My crew really didn't have any issues. I mean, other than regular competition, you know, other than the regular smack talk, you know, or capping as you guys call it during the games, before and after and all of that. But, you know, to come back and read all of the stuff that I read, and it was really like, I'm like, I don't know, man. And, you know, I'm old school, and I just tell anybody, if there's an issue you have with me, my guys, my league, you know, you can see me in person. There's no problem with that. We can talk like grown folk. You can call me on the telephone. I ain't got no problem giving out my number. But for people that resort to the message boards or email or all of that and can't pick up the phone and call somebody or can't, you know, see somebody in person, I don't know. I mean, I'm not speaking about anybody in particular. If anybody runs and says I called somebody, if I'm gonna call you, I'm gonna call you out. I'm just saying in general, it was ridiculous to have to hear all of that. But you know, I guess that's just the way this can. I've learned a lot about this mad community in the last 3 or 4 weeks. Some good, some not so good. You know, I'm in the mortgage business. I'm a mortgage banker for a large bank, and I thought we were slimy. But some of the stuff that I'm watching going on in the Madden community, I mean, there's some good people. You know, there's some really good people doing some really good things, but there are some people that just, I don't know, man. I just don't know. And it's up to you to determine who's who. I'm not naming names because it's all opinions. I have my opinion. You have your opinion. Like I said, fortunately, there's enough good people doing the right thing to keep me wanting to be involved, to keep my crew wanting to be involved. But I tell you, there's some people you got to question their motivation. You got to question, you know, who are they really? You gotta sit down and ask yourself that. But you know, that said, let me just address a couple of things. I tried to address it on the message boards, but I'm much better verbally than I am in writing. So let me address a couple of things. First thing is, we congratulated SNS last week. I called in. I congratulate SNS. I congratulate Replay, Philly Ron, you know, and the whole SNS crew. They won. They won Friday night. They won Saturday. And, you know, they are the top crew. And there's no doubt about it. And as far as I'm concerned, at the end of the day, that's all that really matters. You know, just when we had GTP on and we had Bobby Storm on and we had Dynasty on, and I said, don't matter, Dynasty, you no one has beat you at any major tournament. You are the man, you know. And I meant that. Now, SNS right now, their crew is tops, and STR and Evil Ken split. Players will they're to be reckoned with, and that's all that matters. And all this other stuff that I see about, you know, he said this and he did that and he stole this and I don't have time for that. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. All that matters is if you're winning, you're on top. And then the way I look at it is, when you're on top, why are you looking backwards? Because I ran track in high school. I know if you look at me, you probably say, he ran track? But I was a damn good high hurdler back in high school, damn good. And the biggest mistake you can make in running track is looking behind you. That's the biggest mistake you can make. You know, any coach will tell you, any track athlete, any of you track athletes out there, any of you sprinters out there right now, tell me I'm wrong. Biggest mistake they'll tell you is don't look back. And so if you're on top, just don't look back. Just stay on top. Do your thing, you know. You know, we started our show over a year ago, and we didn't steal nothing from nobody. We didn't take nothing from nobody. And I have no problem with that. When we came to do the Madden Voice, there was no other show. There was no let me make this perfectly clear. There have been Madden shows in the past, and I'm fully aware of that. But when we brought the Madden Voice, we started with a podcast to our league. That's how we started this show. And I realized that it just didn't do what I wanted it to do. And somebody in my league turned me on to Blog Talk Radio. And that was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And then we started doing league telecasts. And then we moved to Sports Gamer. And then we realized that Sports Gamer had no tournament presence. Not like the Madden Lab. Madden Lab was it for tournaments. But Sports Gamers didn't. So we felt like we could turn Sports Gamer into the new Madden Lab. No disrespect, Duke and Gambino, was all business. So that's what we were doing. And me and Coach K and some of the guys in the league got together, tried to figure out how to make this work. And, you know, shortly after that, Sports Gamer shut down, and we ended up coming over to Mad Lab. But, you know, I was a part of everything that we've done, and for people off of whatever information, whatever conversations, whatever scuttlebutts out there that's going to point fingers and accuse us of this, that, and the other, come on. Grow up. We ain't steal nothing from anybody, and we are happy that we were the catalyst. Now, you know, there's been other shows that have come on, and a couple of, you know, another show that kind of stopped for a little while, but he may come back, who knows, but had a good show for a while, and there's another show out there right now that has his audience, and, you know, whatever. And there's some other guys doing some smaller league-based shows, and hey, all I know is we were the catalyst for all these shows. That's all I can say. I can't say anything else beyond I know we were the catalyst. Whatever you guys made your show, whatever you've done with your show, hey, more power to you. But I don't want to hear any more of this. We stole. We did this. We did that. You know, it's not true. It's false. And I have plenty of proof if I really needed to, but it's just not worth it. It's supposed to be about this game we love called Madden. You know what I mean? That's what this is supposed to be about. And we here, and you know, what was really flattering is, and I know there's a call waiting, a Skype call, I'm going to get you in a second. When one of the things that was really flattering is when I was out in Philly, and I had many people come up to me and called me the voice. You know, they called me the voice. And I've never said I'm the voice in Madden. Never. I've said the show is the Madden voice because we wanted a platform for people to come. Anybody, whether it was a guy that came on our show that took four seasons before he won a game, or whether it's Dynasty, the number one player in the world, or anybody in the middle, whether it's the big tournament directors like Bobby Storm, T-Boy, and NJ Rod, or whether it's the up-and-coming guy like LAB from Virginia, Paul from Big City, or whether it was the Madden USA guy who talked about doing tournaments from coast to coast. We wanted a platform for people to come and talk to the community. Now, other people have created their own platforms, good for them. But that's why we created the Madden Voice. Not for me to say that I'm the voice of Madden. There's no way I could say that. That's not the case, you know. And, you know, kind of like, God, I lost my train of thought. You know, I was talking to one of the guys in the league, and it seems like no matter what we do, people want to label us as the, you know, we're the negative or we're a bad thing. And, you know, I mean, all I got to say is
take it easy when you talk to me, okay?
That's it. That's it. Wait a minute, you didn't catch that, did you? I know that was kind of fast. I know you didn't catch it.
Take it easy when you talk to me, okay?
That's it. That's all I got to say. All right, we got a Skype caller on. Skype caller, now that I've gotten on my soapbox and coming back down off my soapbox, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, can you hear me?
Sure can. Okay. Not really sure what that was. I guess it was a prank call. All right. Well, I hope that made people feel good to call into the Madden Voice and prank call us. I want to shout out to the Madden School, maddenschool.com. I was told that many of the members of Madden School will be listening to the Madden Voice tonight, and we are pleased to have you listening to the show. Thanks. We appreciate it. And welcome to the Madden Voice. You know, so Madden School, shout out to you. All right. All right. Let's see if we got any other callers. Okay. Nope. We're good about that. All right, so let's talk about some of the tournaments that are coming up. And as we anticipate, Rod calling in. I don't want to steal too much of Rod's thunder and T-Boy calling in. You know, there's been a lot of talk on the message boards about the Big City tournaments coming up. And Big City is in June. And it almost looks like people have kind of forgot about the tournaments coming up locally this Saturday. And in 2 weeks, it's almost, you know, when you go to the boards, it's kind of, there's a lot of talk about the June tournament and crew versus crew, which is cool. But, you know, let's not also forget the guys that have been doing this for a long time and the guys that have been, you know, consistently providing tournaments and NJ Rod and T-Boy. And let's make sure that we support those tournaments, because without those tournaments, giving people somewhere to go and sharpen their skills weekly, you know, these larger tournaments wouldn't have anything to you know, to pull off of, you know, and almost on cue, or actually on cue, we now do have NJ Rod, the coordinator, tournament director, the King of the Couch tournament. NJ Rod, welcome to the Madden Voice.
How's it going? Welcome back.
Oh, thank you, sir. It's good to be back and good to have you on the show. And it was great to meet you out in Philly finally after talking to you on the show and offline so many times. So it's good to meet you. And, you know, clearly you're doing some big things down in Jersey.
Yeah, it's always good to see, you know, to put faces to text to guys that post and this and that, guys that are on shows. So, you know, it was good to see all the people. Like you said, it was a real, everybody was real good. Everybody was real chill and, you know, real people, you know, everything worked out, you know, but, you know, that is the difference between, you know, real life and, you know, and the board stuff. You know, sometimes people, I call it getting, you know, being on steroids when it comes to boards and radio shows and stuff like that. But, you know, when it comes down to it, everybody's pretty good. So, you know, I had a good time.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things I've noticed about you, Rod, is you're real. I mean, you are who you are. I mean, you were the same. You're when I talk to you on the message boards, when I talk to you on the phone, and when I talk to you in person, you're the same guy. There's no airs about you. There's no, you don't have the whole, you know, okay, I'm on the boards, I need to be this kind of person. Okay, you know, I'm on the phone, I need, you're one guy all the way through, and that certainly gained my respect. But I was just commenting on, you know, there's a lot of talk about tournaments, and do you as a tournament director feel like that people are kind of overlooking? You have a great event coming up on Saturday, and, you know, do you feel like that maybe people are kind of overlooking your event and T-Boy's event and already looking ahead to June?
That's the nature of the game. You know, that's just how it is, you know, in the Madden community. I'm pretty level-headed, you know, I'm a grown man, you know, so I sit back and, you know, lately I haven't been as vocal as I've been in the past, but as far as overlooking, I think we're going to get who we're going to get, you know, at either event, and then we'll see what happens down the road. You know, June's a long way in Madden, you know, Madden time. You're talking April, maybe. You're talking a couple months. So, you know, I wish those guys good luck, but, you know, there's different hot topics that go on, and, you know, people just have to share the floor with people and, you know, see what happens. But as far as being overlooked, you know, we do got something coming up this Saturday, and you know, T-Boy's following in a couple weeks. So the majority of the ballers are still on the East Coast, and that's still where you know, things are hot. So you know, I look forward to a positive event. And like I said, you know, the boards and different things have different hot things that go on. And, you know, the crew versus crew thing was pretty hot. And, you know, that's what people are talking about right now. But I think, you know, we'll get our fair share of guys. I think we'll be all right.
Now, you know, we always talk about the Madden piece of what you do. And, you know, and I knew you did more than that, but it wasn't until I really sat down with T-Boy in Philly, you know, because you kind of humble on this. But, you know, take a minute and tell everybody the real totality of your event, because it's not just Madden. You put on a pretty fancy, pretty in-depth show there. Tell everybody about that.
Well, you know, of course we have Madden every month, but we deal with also Gears of War and Halo 3, and you know, and spontaneously sometimes we do you know, we'll throw some Smash Brothers in there, or you know, or something else, you know, to give the people what they want. But basically, King of the Couch, you know, GameStop, NJ Halo, NJ Madden Ballers, you know, pretty one organization that pretty much do monthly events, but we deal with a lot of different social groups as far as the Halo crowd, the Gears of War crowd. So it's pretty, you know, it gets to be pretty intense and intimidating for someone that walks in there for the first time. You know, we get, you know, our crowds are pretty substantial, you know, monthly, and you know, we do the $25 deal just to give us. Gives a lot of young kids and people that don't, you know, have the financial situation like they wanted to. Just give them a shot to come out and compete, play, and you know, just get their game up to the next level. You know, so pretty much, you know, it is an undertaking every month. So that's why sometimes it gets a little discouraging hearing these young kids. Or people that just simply don't know, you know, with comments and foolishness, you know, and the scale that I'm doing every month is pretty, it's pretty unique as far as, you know, as far as it goes, you know, around the country. So, you know, all I say is, you know, I just want the guys to come out and have a good time and, you know, get their skills to a certain level. And then, you know, wherever they move on to or do whatever they do next, that's fine. You know, the resume speaks for itself as far as Madden champions, Halo champions. Gears of War team took eighth in the first MLG competition out in Jersey, Meadowlands, a couple weeks ago. So we, you know, we have the top Madden, you know, top Halo guys, top Gears guys. So you know, it's just something that, you know, it's a real different experience if anybody wants to come out and check it out.
Now, you know, at Players Bowl, UI and Cornstar were in the same round robin, and I don't know about you, but, you know, I had a lot of guys question why I would go in the round robin with you and Cornstar. And, first of all, I don't know why people care. You know, I came in when I came in, and that was the next round robin. And Bobby, you know, to his credit, asked me, was it okay? And I said, sure. And I hadn't met you at that time yet, so then I knew, you know, I was going to meet you. And I hadn't, you know, really got to talk to Cornstar. So for me, as someone who certainly loves the game but is not under any illusion that I'm good enough to go far in the game, it was more about marketing and meeting people and networking. That was my goal, supporting my guys, and so that's why I did it. Now, your situation was a little different because you and Cornstar had a little kind of a wager going, you know, and if I remember correctly, it had something to do with, okay, I'll come to your world and I'll play you in your game, and then you have to come to my world and try to run a tournament. Now, I saw you play him, so I know you lived up to your end of the deal. Any word on Cornstar living up to his side of that whole wager?
I haven't talked to him since the event, but you know, after the game and everything, he said, you know, he was gonna get it done, and that's just so you know, I'll take his word on that, and, you know, and I'll touch base with him probably next week. I'll give him, you know, see what's going on, but that was just something that I wanted to do just to show that you know, what these guys do is pretty awesome. You know what I'm saying? And they're probably, you know, Cornstar is probably one, he's definitely one of the top 10 guys at what he does, you know, in the country. You know what I'm saying? So, but at the same time, that goes for what I'm doing. So, you
right.
know, so what happens is, you know, so often you get people that just have, you know, you should do this, you should do that, you should do this. And I'm just trying to say that it's not that easy. You know what I'm saying? It's not that easy. Well, you know, with people shouting out what should be done or what one should do, et cetera, et cetera. So what I wanted to do is just, you know, go on the court where somebody, you know, where somebody else is pretty much dominant king. You know, I, as far as beating the guy, you know, I don't have the skill set or I didn't put the time in to beat him. But at the same time, I just wanted them to know that it wasn't just about him. It was just about, you know, ballers in general versus, you know, promoters or whatever else you do. You know, it's a, people do what they do, and it's there's a respect issue for what these guys are doing, and I think the respect issue should be returned on, you know, for what I do and, you know, what other guys do. So that's what that was about. So, you know, he 21 me, you know, he got me, you know, 21-0, you know, he got me, you know, he cleaned me up. But hey, you know what I'm saying? So now the next stop is in, we'll see if he does it, let him do a tournament just to see how it feels, get his feet wet in that general area, and then, you know, we'll move on from there. But, you know, so I'm looking forward to see what he come up with in 35, 40 days or so.
Right. Now, the other thing and if I'm putting you on the spot, you can yell at me later, but you're one of the guys, you know, you've been doing this for years, you're steady at this, and, you know, you have your following in a certain market, and, you know, we've noticed, and I've noticed personally because I've been approached as well, but we've noticed over the last few months in particular an influx of gaming sites that are looking to partner. You know, the gaming sites where you go on and you wager and you compete and you know, they see, and to their credit, they see, a ready-made market that they can kind of attack and try to increase their support base. And, you know, certainly Players Bowl, we saw bring it there, and we've seen Gamer Saloon in the past, and, you know, and lately there's other sites. I was contacted this week by another site that wants to talk about doing some stuff, so who knows where that'll go, if anywhere. But, you know, I've noticed that you have, I don't want to say avoided it because that might be too strong of a word, but I get a sense that you've stayed clear of that. Now, is that just because it's your market? Doesn't make sense for your market, or is there more to that?
Well, the way that stuff goes, I think an event or whatever you do, or your car, your house, or whatever, reflects the person that is that's at the head. You know, when you got shabby stuff going on, you know, basically, you know, a good analogy, what I use, I like, you know, I can tell a lot about a person by the way they drive. You know what I'm saying? You have guys, you know, speeding and sporadic driving and tickets and court and this and that. You know, usually that person's unorganized in life, in general, whether it be their house, whether it be their relationship, whether it be their friend. You know, usually that's how it is. So, the thing is, like, I personally don't believe. I don't believe in gambling and stuff like that. And the reason why I don't, when I say gambling, you know, like me and Cornstar had a thing, but it's an exchange of different activities. You know, he wants, you know, run a tournament versus play a game. You know, everybody's up for something like that. But as a whole, you know, the effects of gambling and stuff like that, I'm not a proponent of it. I don't do it. So, therefore, I can't see my organization or anything that I have that I'm involved with doing it, because that's a reflection of me. I think young guys and especially the African American community there's a huge, huge problem. With gambling and every community, but certain communities are hit a little harder. And it's just something that that is plagued and leads to addictions and leads to different things. You know, I've seen people that I've known personally, man. You know, thrown out of their house, lose their wives. There's one dude that I was working with. He had lost his wife and everything over, making private gambling. He went into his pension program and stuff like that. Now you may say this is something. Oh, we're not on that level, blah blah blah. But every crack addict or drug addict or anything, or prostitute or whatever it is, never thought that they would end up, I'm only going to turn one. I'm only going to do this one little favor. I'll never be a prostitute, blah blah blah. Or I'm only going to smoke this one thing. Sometimes things lead up, and there's always a start somewhere. So I just think personally the gambling thing is not, I don't think it's a positive thing for the Madden community or anything, what I'm saying? And that's one reason. That's just my personal thought. Now, whatever people choose to do, that's their thing, what I'm saying? I can just, as a man, I can just say whether if I wanted to do it or not. The second thing, my particular clientele, I deal with a lot of kids, under the age of 18 and everything. And to be honest, from a business perspective, my clientele is 75-80%, just younger guys, high school guys, middle school kids, stuff like that. So I don't think that would even, from a business sense, it wouldn't even be, intelligent, simply because of the fact that my clientele wouldn't even be able to access those sites and do some of those things. So those are the two things, like I said, just my personal belief, there's certain things that I just won't do. And just from the perspective of the clientele, I think they're looking for older guys, over the age of, I guess, I don't know if it's 18 or 21, it's one of those ages, but, like I said, as a whole, not just my Madden, I deal with a lot of people. And it's just not one of the things that I want to get into. Like I said, no disrespect to anybody that wants to do those things, whatever. Everybody has their thing, people look at me and Rod, you got all these people in the room and different rooms, they think I'm crazy about that, or whatever. Or I run 12 events a year and somebody will run one or two or three or maybe three, but you're Rod, you're crazy, how can you do this all the time? So everybody has their own things of what they do, but at the end of the day, I think a man just has to stand on his merit on certain things and just go with that. So those are the two reasons. Just number one, I don't believe it, and number two, I just think it's not a good business move for what I deal with.
Gotcha. Let me also take this time to welcome to the show commissioner and head man of the Harrisburg Ballers Club, T-Boy. T-Boy, welcome to the Mad Voice.
Hey, what's up, man? I don't get no applause or nothing, or no bells and whistles.
Actually, I got one better, man, since, we old school. Here's one even better.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
There you go. That's old school. All right.
I know where that's from, though. Everybody don't know where that's from.
Oh, I know where that's from, brother.
The Warriors.
Yes, sir.
Right before they shot fire.
That's right. I read the post about my show out there, and I'm told that the timing of the show is good because a lot of guys that listen to it, by the time the show goes off, they're already put to sleep. That's what I'm told, that, the Madden Voice is the sleeping pill of the community, and, the guys, they prefer they want hype and yelling and screaming, and well, you know, I guess they can go get that somewhere else. I'd rather sit back and have good conversations with NJ Rod, talk about his tournament coming up on Saturday, and have T-Boy come on and talk about his tournament coming up on May 2nd. Now, T-Boy, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Rod. See, because now that I spent some time with you guys out in Philly, you know, I know that you guys are going to just tell it like it is. I asked Rod this question. I'm going to ask you, T-Boy. You know, when you go to the Madden Lab, and that's pretty much where we go and talk about tournaments and that kind of stuff, do you feel that with all of the talk about the June tournament and the Crew versus Crew, that people, you know, that the community and some of the members of the community are starting to overlook, you know, Rod's tournament and your tournament?
Well, I don't think it's so much as overlooking our tournaments, because I think it's just that with the Big City tournament, I just think it's more like it's not really set in stone, you know, so guys have a lot of questions. It's a new thing. You know, some guys are on the boards. Is it really going to happen? You know, Bobby is still tutoring them while he's on the boards. You know, letting them know that it's not easy to get that done. This is what you need to do it. So, I mean, I don't really think guys is just overlooking our tournaments. They know. You already know that Rod's tournament is going to be, you know what it is. It's organized. It's going to run smooth. The payout is what it is. You know, when you come to my tournament, you know, all right, we going up to T-Boys. We know it's going to be good food, good music. The money's going to be right. It's going to be hot. You know, it's going to be popping. So we already know, you know, that the guys in the community already know what they're going to get. But when you see Big City, all right, like 1 week after, you know, Players Bowl, we haven't taken a deep breath yet. Yeah, we're going to do it in Ohio. And it's announced, but we just got to make sure that everybody is, you know, like they're just on the thread, kind of like just still getting it together. That's all I think. You know what I mean? I don't think it's just like just overlooking our tournaments. They know they're coming. They know they're there. It's not really much to say. Yeah, I'll see you in New Jersey. I know what's going to happen in Harrisburg. You know, but that's something that's not totally organized yet, where they're still, like, working out the kinks with it. That's all, I think, you know.
Right.
So, and guys is just, you know, just on there just asking questions more about it, because that's a new, you know, that's a new new thing coming about with the Crew versus Crew. So,
right.
And it's
right.
A new time for guys to be excited about it. So I don't really worry about them overlooking our events. I mean, because I know that. If these guys don't come to Harrisburg, come have some of this fun up here, boy. You was missing a ball and a half.
I hear you. And let me just clarify, because we do have some of the Big City guys in our chat room, that in no way, shape, or form is this meant to slander or slight what they are trying to do. My question is not meant to do that. My question is more geared towards the community, the members of the community, and what they are doing. I have absolutely not a problem in the world with what Big City, you know, Paul over there in Big City. I spent a lot of time talking with Paul in Philly. I don't have a problem with what they're. As a matter of fact, we're trying to put a crew together ourselves to see if we can make it out there. And so this is in no way, shape, or form meant to downgrade what they are trying to do. This is meant more towards the ballers out there and the guys that are traveling and making a commitment. And that's what my question is. Did you guys get a sense that maybe they're looking ahead to June and overlooking April and May? And so my job here as the host of the show is just to, you know, hey, let's remind everybody, hey, keep June on your calendar. But in the meantime, Rod's got a big thing going on Saturday. Let's show Rod some love. You know, T-Boy's got a big thing going on in May on the 2nd and on the 9th. You know, a couple of different events, and we'll let T-Boy explain what that's all about. But, you know, let's show people some love. Even one of my guys is trying to do something down in Tampa on May 9th. And, you know, so all I'm trying to do is just remind everybody, while you're making your plans for Ohio, stop down in Jersey, stop in Harrisburg. If you live down in the Southeast Shore, you know, there's some things going on down there. I've seen some things going on out in Cali as well that are posted on the boards. And so I just want to let everybody know, don't forget Rod, T-Boy, and the things. And trust me, you guys didn't ask me to do that. I do that on my own. I know you guys have a loyal following. I know you know people are looking forward, but I also feel like I feel it's my obligation to remind people, hey, don't forget these guys. You know, it's important. You know, what you guys do is powerful. It's great. Without your regular tournaments, these other tournaments that are quarterly or annual, whatever, wouldn't happen. There'd be no way for those tournaments to be successful. You guys, I consider to be like the anchors in the tournament community, you know.
Right on. Yeah, I appreciate that. But, yeah, I don't really think dudes is overlooked. And I think it's just that it's a lot of questions, you know, because it's definitely a lot. I was even did some research on the thread myself. I was looking at it and, you know, reading and seeing what guys are, you know, talk about, what Big City is answering, you know, and it just sounds like they just trying to work out the kinks, making sure they get that thing right, you know. You know what I mean? So I think that's really what they're trying to do. But maybe they should have had all of this stuff worked out before they just, you know, slapped it on the boards. Maybe. I don't know. But, you know, I don't know. They're cool with me, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
They're going to do their thing, you know. So go ahead. Big ups to Big City. Y'all throwing y'all tourneys and everything. We just, as long as we just, I think it's good that we just keep, coordinating our dates and stuff, because we know there's guys who like to support everybody. So you don't want to make it hard on them by, you know, putting stuff on the same date. So the only thing that does, when you put it on the same day, a lot of times it makes it harder for the guys who like to travel to support everybody. So you never want to put them in a bad spot like that.
Yeah, that is a really good point. Let me bring in 614. 614 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
My brothers, Paul Big City.
I had a feeling it was you. I had a feeling. So did I clear it up for
now,
you? Did I clear it up for you? You know, we're not taking a shot at you. Did I clear it up for you?
Yeah, I came in the middle of it, but I just got the butt end of it. But I just want to say that, you know, I've talked to T-Boy and I've talked to NJ Rod, and we're far enough to where, I mean, really, we can't affect you guys at all. And if it was the case, if that was the case, I would never, ever, you know, I would literally, like, call T-Boy or call NJ Rod to work around their schedule. I would never, ever want to take anything away from their tournaments whatsoever, because NJ Rod was doing it way before I was here, and so was T-Boy, you know what I mean? NJ Rod was doing it way before T-Boy was doing it, you know? So I definitely want to get that clear, because, you know, I love you guys to death. You guys are cool. You guys are great examples as far as what we're trying to do here as Big City. A little comment on what T-Boy was saying is, you know, we put that out there, crew versus crew, because I guess maybe we probably should have said more of a feedback to get from most of the guys, like, are they down? You know what I mean? Because I made it well clear on the thread that this will not happen if guys do not confirm at least eight crews. If we can get eight crews like Players Bowl did, it's going to run exactly almost identical to Players Bowl. There's not much more detail to work out, but get with the crew leaders or the crew, you know, directors or whatever, and have them set their tone, set their rules, you know, along with whatever else they want to put on that. You know, it's just our biggest thing is, and just like everything else, just like online registration, we have to confirm before we can make, you know, we have our set planning, but we have to have at least eight teams, because the money won't be right. You know what I mean? So, again, you know, I totally support. If I was further in Texas, I would go to NJ Rod or KOC. You know, I went to T-Boys already. You know, I'm going to go again, you know. So,
I'm going to try to make it out there to the to the Saturday, but it, I mean, when I was saying about still working out the details, it's like because as far as I got to was that you had decided on possibly running it because, like you're saying, like some guys were saying about they might not be able to make it on Friday at 8.
Right, right.
So, you know, little details like that. I'm just waiting, you know, once it gets all, everything is all wrapped up in a nutshell, then I know what day I can make it and, you know, what time I can leave and all that. But right now it's like,
exactly.
It seemed like y'all was sure, like, if you was going to start it, you know, if you was going to end it the next day, you know, the championship going to be the next day, you just going to run the playoffs for the crew versus
right.
the crew and then come
right.
back the next day and run it in the morning. So, I mean, it still seemed to me like it wasn't, like, all wrapped up and then,
right.
you know, like,
right.
the, so.
Right.
Like, but that's the only thing I was saying about the difference between the attention in the thread as opposed to the attention of Rod's thread and my thread. I mean, because when you go to my thread and you look at it and you read it, my tournament is cut and dry. It's, you know,
yeah.
bam, you read
yeah.
it. This is,
exactly.
you know, I
exactly.
got all my I's dotted, all my T's is crossed before I even go to the boards and say
exactly.
anything.
I'm that same way when I'm talking Big City Bull. You know, when it
yeah.
comes to Saturday, my, you know, my T's are crossed and my I's are dotted there. So,
right.
I have, you know, I have all those. But, you know, it was something that was thrown at me. I'm like, that might be a sweet idea. Let's just post it. Let's see what the kind of reaction. And it's got a lot of positive reaction. We're at about 6 teams right now, confirmed 100% with Bobby, that they will be there. So we need 2 more that's 100% there. And then we got – and then all the details come. Then I'm going to make another thread that has complete details. You know, one thing that Bobby Storm have over me that, you know, he has a hotel for how long he's had it, only have it till the bar until 2 o'clock. So most likely it's going to be, you know, or at least get to the crew versus crew to playoffs. And then, if anything, we finish crew versus crew along with the playoffs of Big City Bowl, or we start or we finish it before, you know, so... that's just one of the big kinks that we're going to work out, but
yeah, and I got to say, I think that's and just since you brought it up, and that's a big kink. And the reason is, if you think to Philly, and you think the longevity of everything, and you know, you're not in the hotel, you're in a bar, so you've got some limitations, and so
right.
you know, and I say it really almost not because of you, but just having gone to a number of tournaments myself. And I don't know if Rod and T-Boy agree, but these guys, just they're not on time.
Right,
you know,
right.
I mean,
totally, yeah.
You know, these guys have a different clock, you know.
Right.
So I think that is going to be a challenge for you to try to manage that.
I mean, if we're getting too many kinks in it, it gets too bad to where it's just going to be sporadic. Because I like things, and I know NJ Rod will agree, and T-Boy agree, I like things on point. I like things organized. I don't like things spread out. I don't like feeling like, okay, where the heck am I? No, things will be on point. If
yeah.
it's too much, if it's too much to squeeze in that weekend, we're not doing it. We'll add a different feature that's going to go along with Big City Bowl to give back to the boys, you know, to the players. But
yeah, you just remember though, man, we're not all perfect. So
right,
you know,
right.
everybody runs into some kind of case, but what we do is we vigorously think of things like before they happen to try to, you know, you always do. All the directors have. We've all
exactly.
tried. You know, we've all tried very, very hard to make sure, all right, well, next time we ain't going to do this. And then you hit a bump here, you hit a bump there. But, you know, some of the stuff, you know, is like that double tournament day, you got to make sure you got enough time to put that
yeah.
out there. But you got a great response from it, you know what I mean? And
yeah.
guys is looking
yeah.
forward to it, you
yeah.
know?
Well, I mean, the manager of the owner of the place is, I mean, he loves it. You know, he loved our last one. You know, he loves what we're trying to bring. So, I mean, I know he's not going to kick us out if we're there past the time that we're there, especially when, you know, it's getting him business. But, you know, we still got to respect, you know, his wishes, and, you know, the place closes at 2. I'm sorry, boys, but we got to do what we got to do. So, again, you know, for everybody that's listening, you know, this is pending. If we can squeeze this in, we would definitely get crew versus crew. The best thing that everybody could do is tell Bobby that you're 100% your crew's coming and try to be there on the time that we said. And I reposted a new time. 10:30 to 11, we're going to give you that flexibility. I might be able to even gain an hour for Rush Creek to be open to help maybe even finish it, just depending on the progress of the tournament, period. So, you know, if you guys, my boys out there, you know, the whole community, if you could do that, then we're good, man. We're good. We're going to have a good time, you know, along with, don't forget, you know, go to T-Boy. Go to NJ Rod's tournament. They're way before ours. I mean, ours ain't till June, you know. I'm not even going to be doing any Madden in May at all. So, definitely support
the... Oh, yeah. It's definitely going to be popping on April 18th and then May the 2nd and then, you know, May the 9th. And there's a lot of tournaments going on in between there, so I'm sure the guys know about it.
Yeah.
I'm sure they know about it. You can't help but to make it to these next couple to get yourself warmed up.
I think it's one of those things where it's not like a local thing because you guys, you know, I'm kind of new to the scene this year. It's my first year. And, like, it's, like, automatic to them. Like, they see your post. Oh, yeah, I'm going to that. No doubt about it. Some guys might even post about it because it's just automatic. You know, oh, yeah, you know I'm going, T-Boy, you know, or NJ Rod. Same deal. Just, yeah, sure, yeah, heck yeah, I'm going. You know, I don't even really need to post anything because you guys are right there for me. I'm going, you know, so.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, too, a lot of guys is just like, oh, you know, I see it's got 500-something views, you know, something like that. So that's enough people that know about it, you know what I mean? You know, 500 guys looked at it, so then, all right. So, you know, all right, well, they know about it enough that, well, okay, I don't need to say nothing. I'm going to get me some of that barbecue chicken. I know T-Boy got that barbecue. And that big macaroni and cheese just beats up the whole room.
Here's another stat for you, though. You and NJ Rod are probably consistently getting, and I could be wrong, correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, you guys are consistently getting 50 to 60 dudes. I have not hit that mark yet. My biggest one has been, like, 28. I think Madden IQ can correct me if I'm wrong, but 28 has been the biggest one I've had. You know, I'm trying to hit that 50 mark, you know, and that's why I'm just, you know, so...
Just keep striving but the main thing is though it's always good to just make sure that your stuff stays organized and stay on top of it as very best you possibly can.
Oh, so, I work on it every day. It's in good hands.
hey Paul, maybe you can help me understand. I don't know if anyone else has a question, but I have the question, so I'm asked. But I'm trying to understand the players in your circle, because I hear you know, obviously Big City, you know, Big City is the name of the tournament, your tournament, you know, and I hear Madden IQ, and you know, then there's Bobby Digital, and I know he's got a role in this as well. So maybe just kind of clarify who does, you know, in your circle of your group. You know, your staff, or what, I don't even know, your partners, but, you know, maybe just clear up who's who in your network.
Okay, we got me, of course. I run the whole thing, and I oversee it, just basically what T-Boy and NJ Rod does. Bobby's the bracket coordinator. And then I have my girlfriend, Tiffany. She's the one that also helps me foresee who's what where, collects stamps, takes names, you know, phone numbers, you know, with the registration, everything. And then Big City Rob in Arizona, he runs his own Big City up there. For the Big City Bull, Big City Rob will be coming down to help run the Big City Bull. So it's just basically us, you know, us four right now, you know.
Okay.
I'm always looking for new, you know, more help, and, you know, always, you know, like I get a lot of help from BTEP and Delph. You know, they're always trying to help support me or whatever as far as systems are to go in, you know, because, you know, like I was milking NJ Rod and T-Boy every time I see them, you know, just to try to make it better, to try to stay on point and to get to work out some of my kinks that I run in with the tournament so I stay consistently with them, you know what I mean? So
right. Okay.
Hopefully that answered your question.
Yeah, no, that's great, and I know that you also have a pretty good relationship with one of our guys, J-Bev, from the EAFL.
J-Bev.
I know
He's I got to give J-Bev credit. I don't even think he's in here, but, you know, he directed me towards Madden Lab, and since he's done that and given us a good word, it's just it's taken off, and he was our very first big city attorney, 2P champ, you know, so much love to J-Bev.
Well, you know, he's a multiple Super Bowl winner for the AFL and has certainly done us proud in Philly making it to the Final Eight versus Steve-O at the Madden Challenge last year, and, you know, moving forward, we expect more big things from J-Bev. He's just a solid, solid player and a good kid on top of it. So he's the kind of guy you want, you know, you want on top because he's good. He's a good person too. So, good stuff. Good stuff. So, all right. So, focusing back on this week, and Rod, we still got you on the phone?
Yeah, I'm still in just listening.
Okay,
to
I was wondering where you was, man. I was getting ready to yell for you.
Oh no, I just you know. Sometimes just listening and absorbing, see what people got to say. You know, that's cool.
Right on. Just say
what's up, Ron? How are you doing, Pixie?
How's it going, brother?
Good, good, good.
So,
all right.
One thing I know I was going to say about when Big City, you said about being consistent with Rod. You know, Rod don't guarantee no money, man. So,
hey, just, T-Boy, when you blew me up in the hotel, Big City when the money's guaranteed. When you blew me up, I'm like, okay, this is going to – I got to announce that next year we're going to be setting levels like, you know, you guys. So,
I just thought that was cool.
And to clarify why we did that is strictly to build business. It was just strictly business. And, you know, Matt and IQ and I, you know, we know it takes money to, you know, spend money to make it, you know, and we're not – totally, we know it's not a. This is not a huge money market, and that's not what we're after, you know. But, you know, if I gotta sprue out a couple dollars or bones just to guarantee that 500, I'll do that. You know, I do that, and just to gain that extra, hey, that word of mouth from that guy that had a good time, he's gonna bring 10 more of his buddies or five or two. You know what I mean? That's what we're hoping for. And,
I know what it's about when you spring it like that. I mean, I spring it like that sometimes on the food. You know, I say, hey, man, I'll throw some grub these guys' way. You know, hope they enjoy it. So, but see, I'm from my family's from the South, though. We like feeding people.
Yeah.
You know? So it's just for me, really, though, it's, yeah, I can't front. It's automatic hospitality. I don't go front. It's just automatic for me, you know, just throw that grub out there.
I definitely think that we should all get together when Madden 10 comes out, or even before that, a few weeks, and do a conference call, and we set a rules, you know, and never undermine that. That way, I know what you're about to do, T-Boy, when you're about to announce your tournaments, and same with Rod, you know, and we're all on the same page.
Well, what you know what, though? Now, when you say that, Big City, now, when you say that, and you want to sit down, and you want to make this go to the round table, and discuss how this thing should really be ran. You know, what we have to do is we'd have to really take a smart look at the actual best business plan that has worked for the tournament community. Paper, and you do the research on it, and you look at physical photographs and paper of research on how much equipment is established, you know, and how well your business becomes built and ran independently on a certain plan. That's the plan I think everybody in this whole community should just go with, and this thing can't help but to flourish. Everybody will be in business, you know? I mean, if you just, you know, it's like following the yellow brick road, man. It's like that, you know? So you know what I'm saying about which business plan you think is the best.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Well, I tell you, I think, you know, and certainly there's some people missing from the conversation, but I think anything like that is a good idea if you can get people together around the table and create some consistency, some standards, you know, that everyone can agree to, so that when you say sanctioned by the Madden Federation, that this tournament is sanctioned by the Madden Federation, I'm not saying it doesn't mean anything now, but we know that there isn't consistency from one tournament to the next. So if we could bring some consistency and some standards, and I think, you know, you, Rod, and you, T-Boy, are two of the people that should have some of the bigger voices, because you guys are doing consistent tournaments. And, you know, Bobby's a smart guy, and Bobby does a lot of good things, but he does something a little different. He does a huge tournament once a year. You guys do good-sized tournaments weekly, so it's different. You know, I have my job, and I'm a part of events all the time. And in Connecticut, there's a huge, huge event that they do once a year, and it's the biggest event probably in New England in banking and in housing, and it's done once a year. So that takes, and I was on a planning committee for that. So that takes a certain set of skills. But then there's monthly meetings that go on and monthly events, and that takes a different set of skills. And I think that, you know, you guys showing the consistency that you're showing, you know, it would really be great for this community to get you guys to kind of lead these conversations, so that guys like Paul and guys like L.A. Bion in Virginia and anybody else that's thinking about stepping up, wanting to do a tournament, you know, can join the Madden Federation. And it can be done a certain way so that everybody feels comfortable about how everybody's running their businesses.
For people that are thinking about doing it, just make sure that your P's and Q's together. You know, because if people sniff out that you don't know what you're doing, bye, you know, they won't come. They'll come once, but you'll never see them again. So it's a lot harder than T-Boy and NJ Rod. I know you guys agree. It's a lot harder than people see, you know. There's a lot to do, you know, with preparing for the tournament, just one day a month, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just, you know, but actually, I mean, my schedule is, I have three tournaments scheduled. Like, everything is locked in writing, solid, done deals. That's three events for the next 3 months. You know, two of them's actually in 1 month. And then I have the June event, which is June 13th, is already scheduled as well. And I have other things coming up on the schedule, because for me, scheduling tournaments and running tournaments is my livelihood. This is what I do for a living. You know, so when I, you know what I mean? When I wake up, the clock that I punch is my own, you know, and that clock is me going to work on my laptop or going down in my office and in my little sports bar in my basement and working on different stuff here and there, you know, every day, you know, building my business, you know, marketing my business with different other companies, getting sponsorship, getting other. I got so much stuff coming up for 2010 with just all games, period. That is, you know.
Yeah, me too.
It's going to be some really good stuff, man. You guys is going to want to come out, and I'm going to make sure everybody gets treated like the kings that we are. You know what I mean? Because I always treat everybody good, and I'm going to make sure that when y'all come out to these events, when you hear about them, you're going to come out and you're going to be guaranteed to have a good time, because these are things that I plan 3, 4, 5 months in advance. So I'm really working hard, you know, on different events. Things I got coming up for next season. Just, you know what I mean, keep your ear to it, you know. I mean, there's stuff coming up. So if y'all want to get down with some real live business, you know, if you want to come to terms with something that would be really good, that we could all come together and work it out and, you know, get on the same business plan and get the community, like, onto a system that's consistent and fair for everybody to grow. Just like Obama is doing for our country and our world, we can do for our own man community just by coming together and seeking a little bit of change, you know? Because, like there's guys some guys was at Players Bowl, like, after it was over, like, man, this stuff got to change, man. Dude, we can't do this. Oh, man, this got to change, you know? I mean, it's all about how you let yourself get ran, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It was nice to mingle with everybody and see everybody in Players Bowl, and it was also nice to see what the players see in our perspective, you know, as far as you know, what they see as Barbie, Bobby directing his stuff. It was nice to be in the player's position, and that's also, you know, I did a lot of studying myself. So, yeah. Good stuff, little T-Boy. Can't wait for your stuff. You see what you got planned, brother.
Man, I don't do nothing but keep it real, man. You know it.
My biggest goal is going to be – go ahead. Sorry, T. This is your show.
No. It's cool. It's cool. I just – something popped into my head, and I just thought I'd – you know, I wasn't trying to interrupt. But, you know, I got you on, Paul. I got Rod on. I got T-Boy on, okay? All three guys are on the Madden Voice tonight. We're talking about – just so, you know, to kind of bring everybody up to speed, Paul from Big City, T-Boy from the Harrisburg Ballers Club, NJ Rod from NJ Madden Ballers. Rod's King of the Couch Tournament is April 18th. T-Boy has something going on May 2nd and May 9th. We're going to let him talk about that, I promise. And Paul is coordinating Big City Tournament out in Ohio, June 5th. And 6th, if I have the dates correct.
Yep.
And if you want to call in, 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525. I am also on America Online at EAFL Commissioner if you want to shoot me a message. I am on Twitter, and I've tweeted anyone who's following to say check out the show, but you can catch the Mad Voice on Twitter as well. But what I want to ask you, all three of you are on my show tonight. Appreciate you guys coming down. All three of you have been on another show as well, which is fine. And the reason I bring this up is, you know, for me to comment is one thing because I'm the host of the show, so, you know, of course I'm biased. But I don't want to run down the other show. He does his thing, and good luck to him. But do you think, I mean, how do I put this out there without being too self-serving? The comments about me not having the same type of show, the comments about, I think what we're having here is a pretty good conversation about the tournament scene, about what's going on, about some things we can do in the future, although Rod is really quiet, so we don't have to bring Rod into this conversation. But I think this is what we want to do. We want to get people talking, and we want to bring issues up, and we want to have productive conversations and really pick people's brain versus how other people do their shows. Now, that said, how do you guys feel about this format that we do here? And be honest. You know, we don't have the same format. How do you guys feel about the format that we choose for the Madden Voice?
Go ahead, T-Boy.
Well, I think that the format is, you know, it's fine. It's informative. You know, you have a lot of good conversations on here. It's a lot of good topics, you know. I guess, you know, everybody got their own little flavor, I guess, you know. But, my man's show is, if he's, you know, if his target is comedy, then, you know, let it be that. Let his comedy be it, his thing, you know. But
right.
If your target is not that, then let's just, you know, let's just keep it moving with what we're doing right here, just rapping and talking about this and keep our, you know, just keep going forward with what we're doing. And that's like, you know, it's like, just like us on the tournament thing, you know, sometimes, you know, it's like we do have to, in a way, we have to see what each other's doing so we can coordinate dates. But other than that, that's all we need to worry about. It's like, I don't need to worry about, oh, wow, you know, Big City's paying out this much, or Rod's only paying out that much, or, you know, or his tournament is held in this place, and or his tournament's in that place. So I don't really concern myself with that. I just worry about, at that point, what I'm doing with my stuff, with my tournament.
But,
you know,
let me interject, and let me just bring this. This is why I asked the question. Not so much that I care about what other shows do, but I've been to tournaments. You guys run tournaments. I've been, particularly, you know, we talk about Players Bowl, and when you go to the Madden tournaments, the capping and the loud behavior is built into those tournaments. It's there. You know, anybody who doesn't want to, you know, get talked about or get talked to, or don't go, because they're going to talk about you. You know, that's just what goes on in those tournaments. You know, you play somebody, and, you know, the deeper in the tournament you go, the more people are talking. Their crew's talking, your crew's talking, and that's just the environment. And so it's almost like then you come onto my show, and it's, you know, grown folk having a conversation. It's not the same intensity. It's not that atmosphere. And so I think that's where people are saying, well, geez, you know, you're talking about Madden, you talk about tournaments, but you're not bringing that feel for us. You're not bringing for us that extra that we may want. You're not bringing that. And so that's why I put the question out there, because I want to make sure that the Madden voice is responding to the needs of the community. And I think we are. But you guys running tournaments out there certainly would have a feel for whether or not this show is a venue for you to help you accomplish some things that you guys want to accomplish or not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think this show helps us help guys. I mean, guys tune in and listen. They get a lot of information on what's coming up with the new games from different people calling in. You know, they get information about the tournaments coming up. You know, the inside scoops on what's going on in the community. I mean, so you have some, you know, if you just keep the topics coming and the questions coming, I'm sure we're going to keep them good answers coming. So, you know, I think, you know, your listeners will be just fine. They'll tune in and they'll get what they need, you know. They'll get them tips and stuff. They'll get all kind of things that they need for what they're looking for. So, you know, when you tune in Tuesday night at 9 o'clock, you're going to find out about the next hottest tourneys coming up. You know, that's popping. You know, you're going to hear a little bit of hype, you know. You get to hear what the commissioners are saying about the rules and who can call in, answer questions, you know.
I don't know about you, T, but ever since I've been introduced to your show, because, again, Jabez is the one that told me about your show and everything, I hope that you've seen my number every time that you have a show since I've been introduced to it. I've always been a loyal listener because it's interesting to me. I mean, I play ball every Tuesday, and I'm looking at the clock, and I'm like, man, everybody's like, one more game. And I'm like, man, the freaking show's on right now. I want to go home and listen to it. No, because I enjoy it. I'm sitting here with my ramen noodles, and I'm watching the chat room, and I'm listening to the show because it's nice to be around. I mean, I love Madden. I love the guys, you know, I love being around this whole atmosphere, and to do that weekly, it breaks up the week. Now, as far as your question, about running how you run your show, it's everything that you should run it. I mean, aside from everybody else, everybody has a different flavor, how they run things and how they want things to be portrayed. I like yours, and I like yours. It's more attractive to me because I like business. You know, I deal with a lot of stuff at work, too. And you come across very straightforward and, you know, direct and very businessly. And this is a business, especially with the things that we're doing as directors. You know, it is a business, you know, and that's the way it should be treated. I know there's a couple other shows. I also have an interview on another show. I've never listened to the other show, honestly. You know, no qualms against him, you know. But, you know, everybody, again, I guess everybody has a different flavor. And to me, I think yours is attractive to me to where I want to listen. I don't fall asleep. I'm just waiting for the next thing that, you know, who's going to call in next, or, you know, what's going to be said next, or what's up next week, you know? So that's my point. That's my thought on it.
Yeah. My thoughts I think you got to have balance. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got to have balance of things. And, You know, you have a serious end, comedic end, whatever, you know, whatever their flavor is, you know, that's fine. But I personally, you know, I just like a more serious end as far as the radio show goes, as far as my participation in. As far as, like, you know, listening to things, here and there, there's nothing wrong with that. But as far as what I want to get done and what I want to get across, I definitely prefer this type of format. You know what I'm saying? Well, then again, mm-hmm. I'm a little older, you know, I'm a grown man, you know, house, you know, this and that. So it's, and it may be a little bit different from where I'm coming from. As from, you know, as for these younger kids out here, you know, sometimes when they don't have a worry in the world and, you know, they could just a different environment, other things might be good for them. I just think one of the things that I refuse to do, that I just can't do, is there's a certain image that I think that, you know, people, and I don't want to get racial or anything, but you know, let's go on the African American type thing. Whereas some gangs or whatever are associated with different people, and the, you know, and the swagger that is associated with Madden sometimes is. Sometimes you almost get, you know, you almost get that you have to be less than, you know, less intelligent, you know, broken English, this and that. Like, that's almost a stigma that is attached to Madden players. And I'm saying, well, you know, they can do that. They yell, they're out of control, disrespectful, you know, stuff like that. And you know what? I think that when you deal with people that are ignorant is lack of knowledge. Doesn't mean you're stupid. This means that you don't know any better. And they see some of this stuff or hear some of this stuff constantly. They begin to believe it, and they feel, well, you know, these guys are, you know, they're not as smart as the Halo guys or this or that, or, you know, when you watch the MLG shows on ESPN or whatever it's on, and you see a portrayal, you see how that is marketed as, you know, there's a difference in the way Madden is marketed. Madden loud, obnoxious, disrespectful, rude. You know what? Like, personally, I'm tired of that. You know, I come from a people that were brought over here in chains, and, you know, and since we've been here, you know, we had to fight against different stereotypes. You know what I'm saying? You know, whenever I walk into a store, you know, I have to be followed, or whatever, or I, you know, I give the man, you know, I'm up in there buying the soda, give the man a $10 bill. He takes it up, looks in the lights. You know, special pens marking all over it, X-rays, dogs, everything, you know, because I got a $20 bill. But things like that are a result of stereotypes, are a result of people seeing a certain image and equating that image with everybody that, you know, happens to be that race or that color or whatever. Now, you know, and the Madden thing, I just think we as a whole need to get away with the stereotypical view of it. You know what I'm saying? You know, the right. Inner city kid can't read, can't write. You know, I deal with that stuff every day. I'm a teacher. I deal with that every day. And the one thing that I try to tell these young kids is, man, don't make yourself a stereotype. Don't, you know, get in to what, you know, into what people want to hear, they want to see. Because it's only going to fuel the fires and make it worse and worse. So what I can do is, you know what, actions speak louder than words, man. So what I can do as a man, you know, I can't stop everything. You know what I'm saying? But what I can do is I can choose what I want to participate in and what I won't. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe in shucking and jiving and all that kind of stuff. If you look at some of our history and some of the things that we had to do as a people, you go back, you know, 60 years, people were protesting against some of the things that people are doing right now as a, you know, just for kicks. You know, I just think it's a little bit out of control. And yeah. You know, and I just think you know, and I think there needs to be a mix, you know, and you need something for everybody. So I'm not saying that it's totally wrong or whatever, but I can just choose what I want to listen to, you know, and sometimes, like, I don't want to hear clowning all the time, you know what I'm saying? You know, I might want to hear clowning, you know, once a month or something, but every day, like, I can't I choose not to do it. So personally, I like this show, I like this format, I think it's informative, and that's just the way. And like I said, you know, anybody that knows me, I carry myself a certain way. I like a good time like everybody else, but not at the expense of a stereotype or anything like that.
So yeah, I agree. And I think one of the frustrations I have is that it's not going to change. I don't see my show, my league, people like you, Rod, you, T-Boy, you now, Paul, joining the crew. I don't see us with the ability to change what's been happening and what's been accepted. And it's praised. It is praised to act a certain way and to be a certain way in this community.
I don't know if we can change it, but as a man can be a man.
You know, oh, absolutely.
And then
absolutely.
All you do is just, you know, is do what you do. And I think sometimes a lot of people get caught up. You know what I'm saying? Like one thing, if you know about me, anybody that knows me or whatever, they'll say, yo, Rod don't get caught up. He pretty much does what he does. You know what I'm saying? And if you look at some of the things, you know, just certain things, actions speak louder than words. And if you look at the resume of some of the things that King of the Couch has done, it's pretty much unprecedented. If you look at some of the things, but that's a direct result of just doing what we do and how we do
right.
it. You know, my partner Chris Bowman, you never see him on the boards or posting, or he doesn't even believe in getting, you know, into certain things like this. He does his thing down in Texas, does his thing, has been doing it for 8-9 years, you know, consistently. And, you know, that's his thing. So, you know, everybody, I think it's important for people, what I find in the Madden community, and actually with people in general, is people are trying to be someone that they're not, as opposed to just being just doing what they do. You know what I'm saying? And I think it really takes a real man and someone that's really has a self-esteem to just say, you know what, I'm just going to do what I do. As opposed to
right.
worrying about what everybody else is doing. And that's when you get all the mimics and the copying. Because, you know, this all started with one guy doing something. I don't know when it started. But it started with one guy capping or whatever, and then it just evolved. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everything starts. There's always an origin to everything.
And don't, you know what, right? And let me just say this. I don't have a problem. I mean, people, I think sometimes people have a misconception of who I am because I don't have a problem. Running my mouth. I don't have a problem, you know, somebody stepped to me, you
well,
know,
love,
you
I
guys,
love,
yeah, you guys, anybody
I
in my league, they will tell you, T don't back down, T will not back down, okay? I do not have a problem. I just think that what I've seen, particularly in the last few weeks, is it gets carried away. I think T1 and I had this conversation in Philly where we said, you know, we were agreeing that if guys in the Madden community would emulate the WWE professional wrestling style of hype more. You know what I mean? And where it's to some degree it's theatrics, but people love it. You know what I mean? They crave it. They can't get enough. And instead, it's like these guys, you know, they have to put on this fake face of who they are. And you know that's not who they really are. You know, if you saw them out there somewhere away from this game, they would be somebody different. They're not that person. And that's what my issue is. If that's who you are, you know, if that's your personality and that's who you are, then, hey, go for it. But we know that's not the case. You know what I mean? We know they get on the message boards or they show up at the tournament and they turn the hat backwards and then it's almost like they change personalities. And it's fake to me. It's fake. Be you. You know what I mean? And if it's you, to run your mouth and to talk and do all that stuff, and that's who you are all day, every day, hey, I'm cool, you know. But I know that's not the case. So, but anyway, I don't want to, you know, I feel like I'm sitting there beating a dead horse. I just wanted to get you guys feedback. And, you know, in our chat room, the host of the Church of Madden, Yo Mama, has graced our chat room, and it's just such an honor to have him in our chat room supporting our show. So
just
want to recognize him.
Yeah, everything is good in certain numbers. You know what I'm saying? You know, everything is good. You know, I got on a kick when I was eating oatmeal and stuff, you know, because, you know, my diet did snap. But you know what? I couldn't eat it every day for every meal. You know what I'm saying? that's what it's like. You know what I'm saying? Just get, you know, get in. And trust me, man, you've seen me anywhere other than my own tournaments. I love to have a good time, you know, this and that. You know, I'm vocal. I'm this and that. You know, I love that. I love that type of stuff. And don't get me wrong, you know, I participate in a lot of that stuff, but I don't live it 24/7. I can't live it 24/7. I just think it's not balanced and it's not logical. So I think that you need the shows, but you do need. But then again, you need other shows. You need certain things, just to create balance, man. You know what I'm saying? This whole universe, everything we do is based on balance. Whether you look at the comic books or whatever, or the movie Unbreakable, you know, about the glass man or whatever, this and that. You know, if you saw that movie with Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis.
You gotta have balance. That's just how it is. You gotta have a little. But when things start tilting one way or another, that's when you have a problem. So I think, you know, you need different shows for different people, and it's just up to the person what they choose to support or, you know, or subject themselves to, or however you want to say it. You know, but I whenever I need a laugh or something like that, you know, I love listening, you know, to this, the different things here and there. But as a whole, I just think the key word is balance. And I think
right,
more of that in the Madden community more balanced.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and even with all of the criticism that I've seen on the message boards and all of the people taking shots at the show, it's still the number one Madden show on Blog Talk Radio. So something is going okay for that to be the case. And I appreciate, you know, all the support from you guys and from everybody else out there listening. You know, we just hope to continue to bring something relevant and something informational. And hey, you know, if we go down the road of humor at times, we can do that too. If guys want to come on and contribute to, you know, we can do that too. You know, I know that I'm going to, now that we're winding down this season, I know I definitely owe it to my league to bring some of the guys from my leagues back involved into the show. And I think you'll hear a little bit of a different show than when these guys start to call in and talk about some of the things that are going on in the EAFL, you know. And just kind of as an aside for everyone out there listening, you know, the EAFL is going to go through a facelift. We're going to make some changes, and it's all going to be good stuff. You know, one of the things that I realized, and again, I had some of these conversations out in Philly, but, you know, when I went to Philly and, you know, I knew that we had about 16 guys that had committed to go to Philly. But by the time we actually got there, it was closer to 25 guys from the EAFL that were there at Players Bowl. So when you talk about 115 heads and 25 are from one group, you know, there's power in those numbers. And so we're taking a look at how we manage that and what we do with that as a lead.
You guys came deep, man. That was nice.
Yeah. Yeah, we were really deep. I mean, I had guys coming up to me saying, hey, man, I play in EAFL Canada. It's good to meet you. You know, I heard that EAFL was coming, so I wanted to make sure I got out here to represent. And I didn't even know these guys, you know. And, you know, so, I mean, it just shows the support that we have as a league and as a group. But now as the commissioner of this league and of this group, I have to do something with that, you know. And I feel like we have to tighten that up and organize that better.
Anybody else doesn't, but Coach has got your back, man. I don't think he's seen some of the things that was going down, but Coach is a big son of a, and yeah, he's got your back, man.
Oh, trust me, I know, man. If everyone had a Coach K, you know, Coach K.
Hey, Coach, I want you to be my bouncer at my Big City Bowl, brother.
Well, I met Coach K's got my back in more ways than that. I mean, we also had you may have saw another guy walking around with a black cap on, fastball. We call him Will. And Will just, like, eats trucks for a living or something because dude is just huge. So we had plenty of EAFL security if stuff got out of hand. But I met just in running the EAFL, Coach K is a great partner. He does a lot of the little stuff and very loyal to the league, and we got a lot of guys that way. But you know, my main point was that I feel like we have an impact. There's an impact that we have on this community. I mean, if I go to Harrisburg and I can bring 15 guys to Harrisburg, you know, T-Boy's smiling. You know, T-Boy. You know, if I can bring 10 guys, 15 guys to King of the Couch.
I hope you do bring 15 to Harrisburg, man. Yep. It's going to be off the hook. I'm telling you, we're going to have a great time. I'm telling you, it's going to be popping. 15, your guys.
Well, this is what we're trying to. We are right now, currently, we're looking at everything: how our leagues are run, our crew, how it's organized, the financial impact of running a crew. And we're looking at all of that as we speak, and we're going to be making some modifications, some changes, some things that will directly impact our leagues and help those run well, and also some things that will impact what we do on the tournament scene. So,
man, T-Boy's got freaking spin tables and everything, man. I'm like playing some old school stuff too, man. I'm like, oh shoot, I wanted to pause the game and get my jam on, man. That was good stuff, man. I don't know what NJ Rod does, but T-Boy was freaking jamming, boy.
T-Boy, talk about, you have two events coming up, May 2nd and May 9th. Explain to everybody what, because I know there's a little bit of difference in the events.
Well, the difference is that one is at a car show, and the other one is at a hotel. So, you know, the one at the hotel is like a regular T-Boy event where, you know, this we got 2K9 jumping off, Madden, Smash Brothers Brawl mainly. Plus, we're going to try out Call of Duty, you know, for the first time. This time we're going to break that out now that we got the stations ready to go for that, for the four-man station set up for the Call of Duty. That should be fun. It's just, you know, food, music, you know what I mean, good competition, the same thing. But then on then May the 9th, it's like at the car show. We in the arena. There's cars speeding around. There's booty contests going on, you know what I mean, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, that's the people, you know, paying me to be there. So I'm going to be there, and I'm running a tournament for them. And it's like Guitar Hero 3, Madden, and and Forza 2, a racing game. So, you know, they have all kind of different stuff going on. I put the link out there to show everybody what the previous show was like. And there's racing cars. And where the tournament's going to be set up at, I'm going to have some cars in there, some real top flight joints with Xbox 360s in them and PlayStation 3s.
Sweet, man.
With big monitors and all that all around, you know, so everybody can, you know, hang out and look at the fat cars with the owners and stuff, ask questions about them if you want. And the tournament is right smack dab in the middle of the whole thing. So I got, like, a whole big – I'm, like, underneath the stadium thing. It's just going to be bananas. It's going to be crazy. Remco is setting up a rim display, and they're going to be giving away a set of rims or something for somebody's car.
Nice.
I mean, so my sponsors is coming out big this time, and it's going to be hot. It's going to be hot. It's going to roughly about 5,000 people usually come to this car show.
Wow.
So,
And I'm smack dab. The Madden tournament and the Forza tournament and Guitar Hero tournament is smack dab right in the middle of everything. All kinds of food stands is going to be set up. You know, people, you know, it's like one big field. It's a huge, huge field with nothing but drop top cars and cars hopping up and down with, you know, it's just crazy, man. It's just a crazy, crazy two-day event, you know, with Madden in the highlight.
And this is the May 9th, right? This is the May 9th event, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you pay $20 to get into the show, and you get in the show. You don't even have to get in a tournament. You pay $20 at the gate, and you just get in, and you're at the show. Now you're in, you're accessing everything. And then if you want to get into the tournament and win the $1,000 guaranteed, you know, like Big City do, where the money's guaranteed. You know what I mean?
I like how you said it at the hotel better, man. That was funny.
Yeah, but it's $1,000 guarantee for each event. So we're giving away a total of $3,000. It's a $20 entry fee.
See, man, T, how can you say that, man? Guys, pay attention to that. How can you not pay attention to that, man? Dude, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a $20 entry fee. It's guaranteed a $1,000 payout for each event. So if you're good in Guitar Hero and plus you got stick in Madden, you might be able to walk away with two stacks for $40, you know?
Yep.
You know, you put up 40 and you run the table, it's on you, you know? But it's going to be a lot of fun, man. It's going to be a crazy, crazy event. I can't wait to get the video on that. And the pictures is just going to be wild of all the people and stuff. It's just going to be fun, man. So that's what's coming up for me. And then on June 13th, we back at the hotel, Holiday Inn, with the breakfast and the dinner and the tournaments, the Madden, the 2K9, the Smash Brothers, everything. You know, we just doing it up. It's Pro Gaming Arena. I'm all year long with this thing. I have something booked every month.
Wow!
You know?
Wow!
Yeah.
It's great. I mean, it's great that you know that this is like you said, this is your livelihood. This is what you do. So clearly, it shows that the quality of the events that you put on, and it's great. And just to not leave Rod out of the picture.
That's my boy.
Rod's sitting back there like a master, man. He's just sitting there like the freaking Madden god.
Nah,
like you guys are just, you know, it's okay.
I'm just,
you know, well, Rod know what I'm talking about though, because I just get excited when I start talking about, you know, what I got coming up and how hard I've been working on this thing. He knows. I know that I keep myself going with this. I'm 24 hours. Am I not?
We're trying to get to Rod's level, man. Rod's just sitting back there chilling. All he's got to do is just put. He's having a tournament, and that's just automatic. That's like a magnet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're trying to work our butts off trying to get to that levels. You know.
Yeah.
So.
All you got to do is just put the address on the website, and 300 people show up. I mean,
done.
What else? You know, what else was there to do?
That easy, huh, Rod? That's it, huh?
That's it.
Nah, you know, it is. Yeah, you know, I think I got lucky that one time, but you know.
One time. All right. So, all right. Well,
you're already season over there.
Yeah, he told me, he's like, dude, I don't have a venue. I don't have a venue. I don't have a venue. I'm like, what? I need to throw a tournament. All right, look, I'm going to go find this place. And I just found a place. I'm going to throw it up there on the board on my website and see what happens. And then when he threw it up on the website, he just put the address up. Didn't throw out
my
not one fire.
Yeah.
300, it was like 250 people showed up, wrapped around the building.
Rod, I mean, you're my inspiration, man. You've inspired me to start Big City. I was sitting there lurking your website millions of times. I'm like, how's this dude doing this, man? And I just started, you know, Big City. And then I seen T-Boy that was connected to yours. I'm like, oh, shoot, these guys are running hardcore, you know. So you both were huge examples for me, so much credit to you guys.
Yeah, yeah, you know. Yeah, you know, we like that. We try, you know what I'm saying? You know, working on it. I do work full time, so I can't
put
in the time that I want to do. But, you know, just the recipe is just you know, doing what you do, you know, keeping to a game plan and just being honest, man. That's just the bottom line, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff out there.
Yeah.
And a lot of different things that are going on, man. I just try to do, you know, just try to take the honest approach, man. So, you know, we scaled down. We're just going to do three games for the next couple months. We're going to go real hard in the summer. We're going to do some out of state things for the summer. We've got a little tour set up in a couple different spots. So, you know, just want to keep on doing.
Hey, if you're ever in Ohio, man, hit me up. I'll help you out.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. There's a big MLG event in Ohio, the date of your tournament.
Yep.
So,
that guy's touched base with me a few times. I just don't have the system to support Halo yet, you know, so working on it.
Yeah, that's a different beast. So, you know, we're going to, and as far as Madden goes, I think this may be the last Madden season for me. I'm not sure yet, but it may be. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that. And then, you know, come back with a Madden 10.
Yep.
You know, I usually pop it right out right once the game is launched. So, you know,
yeah,
oh man, yeah. So, I think it was a good season. I'm talking like the season's almost over, but you know, we're winding down. There's a few more events left, but man, everything is good, man.
Cool. All right. Well, listen. I want to thank all of you for being on. We've got about 15 minutes left, and I want to thank NJ Rod, of course. NJ, and I always get your website, njmaddenballers.net, right?
.com.
It's not .com. It is .com? Okay.
.com.
It is .com. Okay, njmaddenballers.com for information on the tournament coming up this Saturday, a few days away, King of the Couch. And then a couple of weeks later, T-Boy. You go to Coach K put it up for me, HBCPA.com, HBCPGA, right, .com?
Yeah, HBCPGDGA.
Right, .com. And, you know, for reference, if you guys, you know, all you have to do is go to the Madden Lab, and if you go into the tournament section, you'll see a thread for both NJ Rod's April 18th King of the Couch tournament and T-Boy, a.k.a. the Gold One, and his March 2nd tournament coming up. So both are posted with links to the information. Pre-register, show up, support the tournaments. And we still got some time, but Big City is going to be doing some big things in Ohio coming up.
I got one in this Sunday, but it's a little different avenue. I'm going Rock Band, 2K9, and Street Fighter.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to find a good game. So far, I'm getting the most reaction on this side. On this side has been Rock Band. It sounds like it's going to be a huge event. So I want to try to carry Rock Band up, leading up to my Madden Big City Bowl. And then, of course, Big City Bowl will be our end of our season until Madden 10 hits.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. And when's your next Arizona tournament?
Actually, Arizona's doing one April 18th, this Saturday.
Oh,
so,
this one. Okay, okay.
Yep, so
cool, cool.
I know he's expecting some guys. I guess he's getting decent guys, decent response. So these guys have options, you know. They have all around the world to go to different tournaments. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right, all right.
The game is hot.
Yep.
No doubt, no doubt. All right, gentlemen. Well, listen, I appreciate your time. No problem. Appreciate you guys all coming, calling in, and we'll look forward to having you on again whenever you like. You know, call into the Madden Voice, and we'll talk some more soon. Thanks to the three of you, T-Boy, NJ Rod, and Paul. Appreciate it.
Sir,
thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it, man.
All right.
Appreciate it, T. Always.
Thanks, guys. Yep. All right.
We'll see you, T-Boy. We'll see you, NJ.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
All right.
You too, guys.
All right. That was, as you know, Paul, Big City Tournaments, NJ Rod, King of the Couch, NJMaddenBallers.com, and, of course, our good friend T-Boy with the Harrisburg Ballers Club. And he's got a big tournament coming up on May 2nd. So thank them all for calling into the show and giving us some of their time to talk about their events. And in the last 10 to 12 minutes that we have on the show, certainly if anybody is interested in calling in, you can do so at 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525. You can call in, and the last couple of comments for the Madden Voice would be welcomed and appreciated. A couple of things I just wanted to go over before we did go off the air. I had mentioned it briefly earlier, but we are definitely going to make some changes in here in the EAFL. We have 9 leagues and Madden on the 360, Madden on the PS3, NCAA Dynasty and NCAA on the 360, and a total of 9 leagues that we have running. We have you know, probably 25 plus guys that made it out to Players Bowl, and just a lot of numbers and all the projections that I've done. Talked with some people. If we want to keep growing, when the new game drops, we could get up to who knows how many leagues. So, you know, looking forward, we're going to make some changes, and I just want people to stay tuned to some of the things that we're going to do. But there are going to be some big changes. Some will be public and some we're going to keep in-house, but there are going to be some big changes. And one of the things that I noticed out in Philly is noticing that the crews, you know, it's different how they manage their crews and how we managed ours. Frankly, I think they managed their crews a bit tighter than we did. And so we're going to tighten that up a bit, and we're going to create some things for our crews. And now that we get a sense of what it is, it is different to say you're in a league or you're in a crew, and this is the crew that you represent. And so guys that want to be a part of what we're doing, then please feel free to contact myself, contact Coach K, or any of the commissioners. And even if it's a situation where you want to be a part of what we're doing, but maybe you're not interested in being in the league, maybe leagues aren't your thing, but you play the game and you want to be a part of what we're doing. So if that's the case, that's fine too. You know, we just want to know that we're trying to figure out, we've got guys in our league that are part of other crews, and that's fine. We've got guys in our league that are part of other organizations, and that's fine. But if you are claiming EAFL is your home, there are guys that were born and bred with this league, and we know that, and this is their home, and that's fine. But if you're claiming to be part of the EAFL, if you're claiming that this is your crew, this is your league, this is your group, then that's great. And if you want to be a part of it, I've seen people post that they want to be in a crew or they want to be in a group, but they may have to go and get somebody, create their own, or, hey, we're here, you know, and if you're interested in joining us, come talk to me, talk to Coach K, or talk to some of the guys in the league. I'm sure everybody knows somebody that's in the EAFL, preferably somebody who's been here for a while. They'll connect you with me. And let's talk about if there's a role for you in the EAFL and what we can do. But we are definitely looking to do some big things in Madden 10 and even winding down Madden 09. There are a lot of people pushing me to do a money league, and I've been hesitant on that. One is it's just not an area that we have done regularly. You know, the money thing is just not something that we've gotten what we've gotten to without having to put money out there. But that said, there's so many people asking for it. We may very well have to do it, and the decision will be made within the next couple of weeks on doing it. And so, you know, that's something that we're looking at real closely. I've talked with at least one other guy who runs the Money League and, you know, let him know that we might jump into that arena, and in no way, shape, or form is it meant to take away from anything that's going on out there now. But when you have such a huge following, we can actually create something like a Money League that doesn't impact anybody else, because we can just plug guys right from our own leagues to do it. And we don't have to go out to other money leagues or other entities and you know, take people away. We that's not what we're looking to do. We're trying to figure out a way to do it so that it's different from what's going on. So that's what we're looking at right now. And, again, you know, my job is to respond to the needs of the EAFL first and foremost. But also, if I see a need in the Madden community that's not meeting that, then that's what we're going to try to do. I'm hesitating here because I'm following all of the drama that's going on in the chat room. And, you know, guys that are EAFL in the chat room, you know, the guy that's stirring up trouble, you know, let him stir up trouble. I think it's humorous that this person wants to come on into our chat room and stir up. I can throw him out anytime I want, but, you know. I think for someone that claims to have baited me, he doesn't seem to understand what baiting is really all about, because he gets baited constantly and he doesn't even know it. He's not smart enough to understand it. But anyway, so there's a lot of things that we're going to be doing, and I want everybody to just be on notice. I've had some of the top guys that play this game approach me and want to work with us and possibly join the league in a certain capacity, but they don't want it known. you know, and that's fine. I can understand that they may not, they may, and so in some respects, I probably wouldn't want people to know, because if you knew that, I'll just pick a name because it's someone that didn't approach me. If you knew that Big Gene was in a league, would you want to play in a league? Probably not, because you'd be afraid that, you know, why play in that league? Big Gene's there. He's going to take my money, or he's going to beat me or whatever. But I've had some of the guys in Philly approach me and say, Commish, if you do this, if you do that, I'd join, but I want to join. You know, I'd let you know it was me, but it'd be a different name so that, you know, people wouldn't run away. And I'm like, hey, that's cool. So we may very well be having some strong talent joining the EAFL. Not that we don't have strong talent now, but in addition to what we already have. You know, there's just a lot of good things that we're going to be doing. We're still going to focus in on what's going on in the tournament scene. We will keep very soon. We're going to turn our attentions to the Madden 10 product. And there's a lot of things going on with the Madden 10 product, so you'll see some coverage from the Madden 10 product. We have some opportunities to also do some pretty big things that I'm considering, and can't disclose it because there's a lot of haters out there. So, but there's just a lot good in store. So for those of you out there that are, you know, wondering what's next for the EAFL, it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
You know, and for the haters out there, there's really only one thing I can say.
Okay, fuck you. How's that?
Wow, that was fast. Y'all got to hear that again.
Okay, fuck you. How's that?
Yeah, yeah. And then you guys probably...
Take it easy when you talk to me, okay?
I love this. You know what I mean? To the haters out there, keep hating. You know what I mean? Because we're not going anywhere. You know, EFL is going to be right here. And if you guys want to label us the bad guy, if you want to label us, you know, trouble and this and that, hey, that's cool. You know, but we're not going anywhere. I think that's what irritates some people is, you know, we came out of nowhere and created a conglomerate of leagues. And when other leagues are shutting down and can't sustain themselves because it's late in the season, we've added leagues. We've got waiting lists. We've got people wanting to get in. And, you know, we will always maintain our solid league. So, you know, the EFL is here to stay, and we have some good things planned as we wind down Madden 09 and as we jump into Madden 2010, which is supposed to be a heck of a game already. So kind of reset for us, winding down. A few minutes left before the show goes off the air. Last second comments, if anybody wants to call in, 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525, if you're interested in calling into the Madden Voice. Remember the tournaments that are coming up, April 18th, King of the Couch, May 2nd, Harrisburg Ballers Club. May 9th, the boys from the EAFL is doing a tournament down in Tampa. And if you're interested, if you go to the Madden Lab, you can look up the Tampa tournament. Just do a simple search for Tampa tournament or go to the tournament section. And he's doing a tournament on May 9th. And also on May 9th up in Pennsylvania will be T-Boys event. So check that out. And please. And the EAFL is looking into sending a crew to Harrisburg, but for the Crew versus Crew, we are looking into sending a crew. There are six crews confirmed, we heard, and we're hoping to add a crew. We're not sure yet. A lot of guys in the league, when Players Bowl came, they really went to a lot of personal expense and inconvenience to go to Players Bowl and kind of figured once Players Bowl is over, then that would be it. But, you know, now with the latest turn of events, we're going to see. Thank you, E! New York. Coming up Thursday night, 11 o'clock Eastern Time, thestream.tv. Check out some video from Players Bowl. And hopefully you'll see Emma from the 10k.com. I'd love to see her again, even if it was just on a video stream. But hopefully you will check that out. Thestream.tv, 11 o'clock Thursday night. And you know, if you like the show, tell a friend. Let's make this not even close as to who is the number one, because right now we have the ratings, but let's just blow these other shows out of the water, just because I'm competitive like that. So if you like the show, tell a friend. If you don't like the show, don't turn in again. You know, that's no problem. I don't want anybody sitting there supporting a show that they don't like. So, you know, feel free to do other things with your time. But if you do like the show, please tune in. Bring a friend. Bring a guest. Have them tune in as well, and let's blow this thing out of the water. I want to thank, there's a lot of people to thank before we go off the air. First and foremost, I want to thank the Madden Lab. They are such an integral part of this community, and I think people take them for granted. But I want to thank the Madden Lab for everything they do, and Duke Gambino, you know, appreciate everything you guys do. I want to thank the league, the EAFL, the guys in the league, particularly the guys that come out and play in the tournaments. But you know what I really want to thank is the guys that play season after season. The guys like Bad Boy play season after season, doesn't complain. You know, the foundation, the rock of the EAFL. I wanna thank these guys, and I also want to thank the commissioners in the EAFL. because, you know, the commissioners keep – they run the league, and they're able to do a lot of things. You know, as they run the league, I'm able to then segue out and do a lot of things. So all the commissioners in EAFL, I appreciate everything you do for the league. It is helpful. And, you know, without you guys, we couldn't do it. So and, you know, there's a lot of other people out there that contribute to the Madden community, and you know who you are. Keep doing what you're doing to make this community better. And don't feel like that you need to follow a trend. You know, you can go out there and set your own trend out here in the community. You don't have to do what everybody else does. Start something new. Do something different. Stand out from the crowd, but stand out for the right way, for not the wrong way. Remember to join the EAFL, because that's where all feuds are settled, on the field.